The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission is asking county residents to weigh in on planning efforts examining potential station locations for north-south passenger rail between Pittsfield and the state border with Connecticut as part of a $240,000 federal grant. The push for restoring passenger rail service between Pittsfield and New York City was brought to greater attention this year when Governor Deval Patrick included more than $113 million in funding for the rail project as part of his $13 billion 10-year Way Forward transportation plan. Nat Carnes, executive director of the BRPC, said that certain factors play a large role in finding a suitable location for a rail station on the Housatonic Line, including parking.
You know, you've got a lot of demand for it already, but you've got to accommodate four cars in order for people to use the service.
For some locations in the Berkshires, the infrastructure is already in place, including at the Intermodal Center in Pittsfield, which is served by buses and gets adequate parking from nearby garages. But other communities that might take part would face challenges. Carnes gave Lee as an example.
Well, probably there will be people in Otis and Beckett who are using the Lee station, and they don't have any effective means to get back and forth other than to have a car. So, you know, you've got a plan for that kind of problem, and any of us who use the Metro North Harlem line and go over to Wissahick, well, you know, they've got however many acres of parking there, and about a, you know, quarter or third of the cars have Massachusetts tags on them.
Carnes also mentioned the potential for further development in communities with rail service. He cited a study commissioned by the Housatonic Railroad Company and conducted by Williams College economist Dr. Stephen Shepard that said restoring passenger service along the Housatonic Line would amount to a $343 million increase in sold goods and services in the Berkshire area over 10 years. Public meetings will be held at Lenox Town Hall on June 26th, with a second July 10th in Great Barrington at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Meanwhile, the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority is about to submit a business plan to the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center in hopes of receiving a $50,000 grant to conduct a feasibility study on constructing a life sciences building in the William Stanley Business Park in Pittsfield. PETA Executive Director Corey Thurston said that the MLSC has earmarked $6.5 million for the construction of a life sciences building in Pittsfield, but PETA must first provide a viable business plan before the release of any funding to the city.
They will insist that it's, you know, that it's a well-tested and a viable business model before they release money. But they're going to, but money is set aside for things like planning and development. So they do have funds to allow us to take the next steps, because we don't, even that is a process. But before the big bucks are released, you know, we've got to walk before we run.
Thurston said that PETA will submit a plan to the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center on June 26th. He added that he would like to see the William Stanley Business Park become home to startups in the region that have moved beyond the incubator phase and that are ready to begin small-scale production and manufacturing.
Then when the rubber hits the road and they actually take this product idea and get out there and have to put it to work and test it, and they get some funding from investment groups and venture capitalists, etc. Now it's important to make sure that we produce it for a price point that allows it to be actually a valid commercial effort.
Thurston said that Pittsfield's proximity to research institutions, including the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, the College of Nanoscience and Engineering at UAlbany, and UMass Amherst, would prove an advantage in attracting a life sciences business to the park. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.